Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. I don't know how magical I am today. I just dropped my reading glasses and they smashed.
Oh, my goodness.
So I did find another pair really quickly. The angels helped me find another pair. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm hopefully on track. Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is the magical DC Love. I am an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I'm a radio show host. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my furry guide Ginger, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking, past the TV. She started to talk to me. She then later threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize, you know what, this is a divine connection I have with Joan. And in doing so, she's left this door open, and it has given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And it really does help me to relate and work with, a wide variety of people. But prior to these, amazing life-changing experiences that I've had and I can't imagine not having, I did have a work background, and it was in law enforcement. Excuse me. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divine Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Yeah, I tried it there just to see if it works.
Awesome. I love it.
I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, and now I'm an innate body practitioner. I don't know. Anyway, I just made that name up, so. Anyway, I do conscious channeling, spiritual energy healings. I'm a speaker and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I gain from my divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone is given the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you are looking for. So now it is time for us to hear our beautiful messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing that I have, Barbara, is I'm guided to read a little prayer, and it was written by Mary O'Malley. The most powerful prayer is a smile. And this is a message from the Archangel Anatta. Do it now. Come on, a really big smile. Start your smile at your toes. Feel your legs smile. Smile from your root chakra as you feel gratitude for having your daily needs met. Smile from your belly button as you acknowledge your friends and family and the beautiful creative expression of yourself. Smile from your heart and feel, excuse me, the vibration of joy explode within. Smile from your throat. Sing your joy or laugh out loud. Feel your face smile. Let your physical and inner eyes be astonished at the beauty around you. Smile a great big open mouth smile, all your teeth showing. Smile from the top of your head and experience the universe and your guardian angels smiling back at you. Smile at your perfections and, of course, your imperfections. Smile because you woke up this morning. Smile at the trees and the birds and the world around you. Smile at a stranger and wonder if the light from your smile will make them stand taller and feel better. Stop many times throughout your day and just smile. Know that each smile is a prayer, a powerful and dynamic vibration that is felt, appreciated, and returned. Thank you. And I just thought that that was really beautiful, Barbara. It really, it was so amazing. But what I want to do right now, if the angels will cooperate with me, I'm trying, angels, help me out today. Okay. I'd like to ask each of you to just sit comfortably, close your eyes, and what we're going to do the 4x4 breathing. So if you're not familiar with that, that's going to be, you're going to take in a breath, hold it for 4 seconds. You're taking it in for 4 seconds, holding it for 4 seconds, and letting it out for 4 seconds. Okay? So we're going to just take two of those, 4x4 breaths, and we're going to do a little meditation. Okay, so in through the nose, breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Let it out for 4 seconds. One more time. 4x4 breathing. Breathe it in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Let it out for 4 seconds. Okay. I hope you're feeling your muscles begin to relax. Now, as you continue to breathe, you're going to become more personally aware of how the effortless act of breathing begins to restore balance on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. You are now returning to a state of peace, and you become filled with positive energy. Please continue to breathe. It is now time to begin your journey. You walk a short distance, and you see Jesus, and he's sitting on a rock by the sea. He's awaiting your arrival. He smiles as you approach, and he invites you to sit down next to him. You immediately become filled with his loving presence. The gentle sounds of the ocean waves and seagulls become so relaxing, as well as the warmth of the sand on your feet and the radiant heat that the sun provides. Jesus' loving presence becomes even stronger and helps you to connect with him on a deeper level. You now set an intention to open your heart more fully and remember who you really are. You focus on your heart center, and you feel it expand as you open up spiritually. The love that you feel is so familiar. It is a true state of being. You are home, beloveds. Jesus holds you in his loving embrace, and then you gently sit back and you look into his eyes. Pure, unconditional love fills every fiber of your being. And Jesus now is looking at you, and he asks, "My beloved child, what area of your life needs healing? You know that you can discuss anything with me." And he simply asks that you now speak from your heart. "And know that you can ask me anything. You can ask me for help, no matter what the problem." He holds your hand and reminds you that whatever is weighing now heavily upon your heart is his utmost concern. Allow his love and light to uplift you and resolve your earthly problems and concerns. You feel completely understood, and you openly discuss everything that has been weighing you down. Jesus reminds you that love is always the answer, no matter the question. And you were created from his perfect love. Love is all there is. Everyone and everything is connected to this eternal energy. Jesus now asks that you focus on your heart center and bring his healing energy and light into that area. You breathe it in, and you breathe out what no longer serves you, forgiving yourself and whomever you need to forgive. And allow this beautiful energy that is called love, you know, to enter you. And you notice it's not only within you, it's around you. You keep breathing. You breathe it in the air, and you smell it coming from the water. You feel love within every grain of sand that touches your feet. You now feel light and free of all that was weighing you down. Finally, you relax, knowing that you are loved and experience peace on a soul's level. You can now live life more fully than you ever have, and you realize that anything that is not connected to love is in fact only an illusion. All fear is replaced with faith, and you know that Jesus is with you, and you thank him for renewing your heart, and he reminds you that he's forever with you, and he loves you today, tomorrow, and always. Allow love to manifest the life that you desire. Jesus once again holds your hand in his loving embrace, and he reminds you that you can return to this beautiful place anytime that you want to, and that he's going to be there waiting for you. So please, at this moment, take a slow breath in, again, the 4x4 breathing, in for 4, hold it for 4, and then out for 4. Open your eyes and return to where you began when you are ready. Barbara, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. I do have one more message. Believe in yourself and anything is possible. Believe in yourself and everything is magical. If you believe in yourself, you can make anything happen. Keep believing and never give up. Never panic. Believe in God and pray. And whatever you have asked for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Believe in God, even when he's silent. Miracles happen for those who believe. Stand up for what you believe in, even if it means that you have to stand alone. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Believe that God loves you and he loves me. And believe that love can change the world. Believe in God like you believe in the sunrise. Not because you can see it, because you can see all that it touches. Believe that what people call God is in fact something within all of us. And always choose faith over worry, because with God, all things are possible. He can calm the storm in your life. And for every setback that you have, God has a major comeback. God's help is always a prayer away. Nothing is too hard for God. Sometimes you see failure, but God does see victory. He sees you, that which you can in you, that which you cannot see in yourself. God's plan is bigger than your past. His mercy is bigger than your mistakes. Whenever you feel unloved, unimportant, or insecure, remember to whom you belong. Your problems are temporary, and God is eternal. So please don't worry about the outcome. Your life is in his hands. Good morning, beloved ones. Be still and know that I am God, and you are never alone. All of my promises to shine upon your problems are with you, for I know the plans I have for you. And the phrase, do not be afraid, is written in the Bible 365 times. So please, let this be a reminder that, you know, God is always with us. And he's saying, you are loved beyond measure. Enjoy today. I love you, God. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC. Okay. So now it is time to hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now. And here is his message. Beloved ones, we know that there are times when you feel that life is simply overwhelming, when you feel that you just cannot go on, that you just cannot continue to live the way that you've been living, when you are looking for a solution, you are looking for something to save you, something to help you get past what you are experiencing. And so often that something that you are looking for is simply you letting go. You see, you begin to build these beliefs about yourself, about life, about things that are happening. And you build these beliefs that this is good, this is bad, this is whatever it is that you are deciding that it is. And then you are giving yourself all of the reasons why that belief is true, because that is what you do. That is what your brain naturally does. And then you reach a point where you are ready for it to change, but you are still stuck in that way of thinking about that belief, about what you've been created, about what you've been deciding you believe about what you've been creating. And you find that you cannot get out of that way of thinking so that you can actually experience something different. And we know that this is sometimes so frustrating to you, so incredibly overwhelming, that you're just ready to throw up your hands and scream. But even then, you are still not letting go of what you have been thinking. And we do realize that when we tell you to let go of what you are thinking, sometimes that is the hardest thing in the world for you to do, because your brain feels like it has to think something. And unless you give it something completely different to think about, it is going to think about what it has been thinking about. Even if what it's thinking about is not thinking about what it's thinking about, it is still thinking about what it is thinking about. We understand this. We truly do. And this is one of the reasons why we are always telling you to just let go. Let go of everything. Let go of everything. Let go of everything. We have been working with Barbara Grace for a long time. And last night she was thinking. And she was thinking about not thinking. She was thinking about changing what she was thinking. And she tried many different avenues to let go. And we reminded her that she needs to let go of everything. 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 And this is true for each and every one of you. And so we had her do some innate body work where she was simply saying, "Dear innate, I release." And then she was saying whatever word popped into her mind. A lot of the words that popped into her mind were not words that she thought of as being connected with what it was she was trying to let go of. But she did it. And she simply released everything, every single word that came to her. Now, we are not sure exactly how many words she did this releasing on, but we know that it was at least 100. And we know that when she finished, she felt peace. So we encourage you, if you are finding yourselves being wrapped up in thinking about something, wrapped up in some kind of turmoil or decision or whatever it is in your life that is causing you frustration, to start releasing. And if you don't know what it is you should release, why don't you just simply use those wonderful computers that you have and Google, is what they call it. Google for a list of emotions, and then just let everything on that list go. It's not so much that you need to let go of a specific list of things that you are feeling and thinking and all of that. It's that you need to get into the habit, to have the discipline to let go every day. And when we are talking about letting go, we are also talking about letting go of things like discipline. You can say, "Dear innate, I release discipline." And see how that feels. See what it feels like as that energy is moving through your body. And know that the more you are releasing, whatever list it is you are coming up with, or whatever list you get from others, or it doesn't matter where it comes from. And it really doesn't matter what the list is. What matters is that you are letting go. There's so much that holds you back in life that you're not even aware of that's holding you back. And when you are doing this releasing of anything and everything that you can think of, you are letting go of what is holding you back. And you are moving into that space where you have the peace, the quiet, where you are just being that beautiful spiritual being that you already are. So we hope that this helps. Know that this truly can change your life. And if you need our assistance, simply ask us. We are there for you. You are very important. And that's something else you can also release. We love you. Okay, and that was his message, and they did have me go through that long list last night. At 4 a.m.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is a wee bit early. I usually get up at that time, Barbara. Goodness.
Well, I think I've had 2 hours of sleep throughout the whole night, so.
Yeah. Oh,
my eyes
goodness.
Are fuzzy. All right, so now it is time for us to take questions from callers. So if you have called in and you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my switchboard, and I know that you have a question. Our first caller is from, I think it's Anshul who's calling, but I'm not going to say for sure, in which case he's from India, somewhere around in there. Okay. And it's area code 91989 or something like that. Hi, who's this?
This is Anshul.
Ah, I was right. It is you.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
I have a question, or rather I need guidance on my career. Today being the last day in my current job, and as of now, nothing seems to be coming my way. So I just need some guidance on that.
All right, let's see what DC is getting about that. DC, what are you getting for Anshul?
Anshul, good morning. Thank you for calling us. It's, you know, my honor to connect with you. And I just want to ask you to stop worrying, okay? Please don't worry. That's the first thing. Because worrying isn't going to help the situation. I do see that, you know, everything is going to work out. Money's going to come your way. It might start off as a part-time venture for employment, but you're going to have more money than you need, because I see the angels stuffing money, like, in all your pockets. Okay? And just, you know, feel yourself in the powerful, you know, energy of love. Feel that flow. And the angels are saying, you know, please stop overthinking, okay? You're overthinking, yeah. And you're questioning everything. And just know that, you know what, you're exactly where you need to be right now. Don't be impatient. There's nothing to worry about. You don't have to rush around getting crazy. Everything is okay, because a while back, you planted those seeds, and, you know, they're going to manifest, okay? And you are going to walk, you know, that path to where you need to be, okay? So just relax a little bit and know that everything is going to work out at the divine right time, hon, okay? And I don't know if you know this, but you have a beautiful divine team that is with you at this time, and they're saying, you know, please don't worry, because the universe is conspiring in your favor, okay?
Okay.
And you're here to just be you, okay? So don't doubt. And you know, go within, feel with your heart. Let that be, you know, what guides you, what helps you to get on the path that you need to be on, okay? And as you walk that beautiful path, your guides, your guardians, the angels, they're all walking with you, okay? So this isn't about, you know, getting to someplace. It's about just being you right now. And it's every step of the journey that you take is really important, okay? So, you know, start taking those steps. And, you know, keep having faith. Show up every day. And everything is going to be so much better than you could have imagined, okay? You've got to trust, you know, you've got to trust in the universe. And you've got to trust that your soul is really guiding you down this beautiful, amazing path. And I don't know if you realize that, you know, this isn't your first lifetime. So you've been through the, you know, you've been through this like many lifetimes, okay? And, you know, where you are right now, it's not a mistake. You're supposed to be right there, okay? And you've got the training you need. Now, you don't have to get any more training. And just let yourself, you know, be that authentic self that you are. Let your soul guide you. And, you know that you do have a plan, okay? And you're wise beyond your years, hon, okay? I don't know if you feel that. Okay, and you've got to, you know, you've got to love yourself more because you don't see the worth that you have right now in yourself. That beautiful self-worth is so important, okay? Allow the beautiful light and love to enter you and let it penetrate every fiber of your being, okay? And you've got to honor and value yourself, okay? Because you are a child of God, and you are worthy of love and everything that you're desiring, okay? So please don't worry. And like I say, you have a divine team with you. They know that, you know, you're worried and everything, and they're saying your finances are going to be fine. It's going to be better than you could have expected. There's going to be something that happens. There's going to be a sudden change. So at this moment, please, surrender all your fear. Surrender all your anxiety to God and the angels and have trust. Again, the universe is in your favor. Okay? So I'm getting, you know, like, please, stop worrying. Okay? And we have an angel coming in. She's the angel of manifestation. She's saying, you have worked hard, and, you know, your efforts are going to pay off. Okay? Focused and balanced, and please don't lose sight of, you know, what you came here to do, and, you know, quietly give angels and the universe, and you're going to see that your blessings are going to continue, okay? So, you know, right now there's a little bit of confusion going on with you, hon, okay? And, you know, you need to have a little bit more renewed clarity and maybe like help you to focus a little bit better in life, okay? So I'm inviting Barbara and Jesus do a little bit of clearing on you. Really bring your body back into proper balance. Okay? And just know that this is a time for growth, and everything that you're going through is necessary, but it is also a blessing. So just, you know, that, you know, before you know it, all of this is going to be over with, and you are going to be walking, you know, the path again that you need to be on. Okay, and stop being so logical all the time and just, you know, trust what you feel within, okay? And you're sort of being asked to, you know, like, you're thinking a little bit too small right now. You've got to think on a larger scale, just a little bit bigger than you're thinking presently, okay? And you've got to remember, because what we think about, what we dream about, what we can imagine, it does become our reality, okay? So please, you know, think a little bit bigger. And I'm asking Barbara as well to come in and help you, because you haven't been speaking your truth, okay? You don't express yourself clearly. There's fear there with expressing yourself. Barbara, I'm asking you and Jesus to come in at this time.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm seeing, I'm sure, is about that releasing, like Jesus was talking about in his message. And when we're doing the dear innate, and the word that I'm saying is I-N-N-A-T-E, innate, this is a part of our being. This is the part of our being that is in charge of our spiritual programming. And it's kind of a decentralized part of us that's, it's kind of like our brain, but it's on a different level. So it's a way that we connect and communicate, and it's very powerful, but it's not our brain. So when we are doing the releasing through the innate, we are affecting every part of ourselves, including our brain, because it's everywhere. It's in all of us. Any place that you have DNA, you have your innate body. So it's in every part of your being. And when you are doing the releasing with your innate, it is important for you to say what you are releasing out loud. This is not something that I can say, okay, for you I'm saying this, and your innate will go, oh yeah, sure, she can do that. No, it doesn't do that. It actually needs to hear you say it. So I'm being given this list of things for you to release, but you'll have to repeat them after me. So are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Dear innate, I release worry.
I release worry.
Okay, you have to say dear innate so that it knows that you're talking to it.
Okay. Dear innate,
so,
I release worries.
Dear innate, I release problems.
Dear innate, I release problems.
Dear innate, I release work.
Dear innate, I release work.
Dear innate, I release thinking.
Dear innate, I release thinking.
Dear innate, I release logic.
Dear innate, I release logic.
Dear innate, I release struggle.
Dear innate, I release struggle.
Dear innate, I release responsibility.
Dear innate, I release responsibility.
Dear innate, I release time.
Dear innate, I release time.
Dear innate, I release obligation.
Dear innate, I release obligations.
Dear innate, I release money.
Dear innate, I release money.
Dear innate, I release income.
Dear innate, I release income.
Dear innate, I release expression.
Dear innate, I release expression.
Dear innate, I release duty.
Dear innate, I release duty.
Dear innate, I release freedom.
Dear innate, I release freedom.
Now take a nice deep breath and let it go. And how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel like something happening within that I cannot put in words.
For me, it always feels like there's this different sense of peacefulness than I've ever felt before is coming over me. This is because you are letting go of everything that was connected with those things that you were releasing. And we do have all of these thoughts and beliefs connected with all of these words, and we don't even realize all of this stuff that's always going through our minds. So by letting that go, you are actually giving yourself the freedom to create what you desire in your life. And I do see that you are going to be given several choices about what it is as far as, you know, ways of having income, that you are actually going to be given, or you are actually going to be shown several different opportunities. Some of them will be traditional job kind of opportunities, and some of them will be opportunities that are outside of what is considered normal. And all of that is coming to you. And it's all coming really quickly. So you may start seeing some of it today even. So you will have options. And you just need to decide what feels best for you. And if you start to think about things and find yourself getting into that worry and frustration and all of that stuff, immediately just stop and start saying, "Deary Nate, I release the worry. I release the frustration. I release, you know, whatever it is that you are feeling, release it so that you can look at the situation and actually see what you need to see without all of those emotions getting in the way." Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I have a question. I mean, even when I am not doing meditation and I'm like in this moment when I am talking to you, there's a sensation that goes on in the third eye area and many times in the crown area. So I just don't understand what is that or what it signifies for me.
Sometimes it is the energies that you are releasing, the energies that are ready to leave you, and sometimes you are feeling them. Sometimes it is new stuff that is coming in, that is downloading into you. Now, if you want to let these energies go or have more flow as far as these energies, you can also use the Deer Innate for that. You can say, "Deer Innate, I release this energy. Deer Innate, I open my crown chakra. Deer Innate, I open my third eye." You can talk to your innate body and tell it whatever it is you want to get out of the way, and it will let it go. And then you can have a deeper understanding of what it is that's actually happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's simple to do also.
Yeah, it is simple to do, and it's something that, you know, just takes a few moments, and you can feel the difference while you're doing it. At least I can, and everybody else I've worked with has been able to, too. But it's something that we don't do, because I don't know why they don't teach us these things when we were little kids, you know? Can you imagine how much better your life would have been if you'd just been releasing all along? But hey, you can release from this point forward, okay?
Yeah, with the greater speed.
And keep your eyes open for
those
opportunities.
Thank you, Barbara.
Because they really are coming into your life, okay?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, well, thank you for calling. And have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And we are going to our next caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
This is Renee from New York.
Hello, Renee. What can we do for you today?
I just have two questions. One is, I feel so stuck in my current job right now. And so I just want to know, when can I find a different job?
I just have two questions.
And the second question is, why is it sometimes I feel so intense energy is towards another person but not other people? Like when I stand face-to-face in front of a certain person, and I feel like intense energy towards that person. I just want to know why.
Okay, let's see what kind of answers we're getting for this. DC?
Barbara, I heard an echo in the background, so I really didn't get to hear, like, the second question because it was just echoing.
She was talking about wondering why she feels intense energies towards certain people. Like if she stands in front of a certain person, she feels a very intense energy connected
okay.
with that person, and she wants to know why.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so the first question was in regard to work?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting, Renee, that you're going in a different direction, and you're going to see this is going to be so beautiful for you. The angels are guiding you, and your soul has been, you know, really saying, you know, I'm not on my soul's path right now, and you're going to see how, you know, you're going to have clarity, you're going to feel more calm, and you're going to find yourself on a beautiful path. You don't have to try to figure everything out. You do have to trust, though. You've got to trust that where you are now is where you're supposed to be, whether you're realizing or, you know, it or not. And, you know, try to meditate a little day, surrender, you know, everything that, you know, is bothering you, everything that you're fearing, everything that you fear is negative. And you're going to see that you're going to have a beautiful, renewed sense of purpose and a new sense of direction as well. So you've just got to believe. This is a time, you know, where the angels are helping you to clear away the oil energy and really to focus, you know, on your new divine path, okay? So just please, you know, whatever, like, is frustrating you, you know, let go, you know, let go. Give it to the angels and just let go, okay? Things are changing, and you're going into a more beautiful, you know, chapter of your life. You are a little bit more sensitive to others' energy at this time, and that's okay. Okay, and I'm seeing another person, like, standing with you. So if you're not in a relationship, I'm getting that, you know, that someone is coming in to be with you. And if you are in a relationship, it's just going to get more beautiful. Okay, and I'm also getting, you know, this is the time, you know, of reconnecting. So I don't know exactly, like, what you meant by, you know, like, the energy with another person. Is it, like, a good energy, hun, or is it, like a not-so-good energy?
No, just strong energy. That's all. Not good or bad. Like,
okay, well,
like,
I feel like, you know, like, it's sort of like you're reconnecting with someone from a past life. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting the word partnership. You know, it could be a partnership in work. It could be a relationship. But I'm getting that you're sort of recognizing, you know, the other person's energy, okay?
Oh.
And in regard, don't worry about things, because I'm getting there's going to be a beautiful flow of abundance coming your way, okay? And, Renee, you're very intuitive, and all your, you know, beautiful abilities, they're really, like, starting to come in, and they're stronger than they were, okay? You're sensing things that you've never sensed before. You're feeling things that you've never felt, okay? And instinctively, you're going to know what to do. Okay, and if something, of course, does not feel right for you, then it's not right for you, okay? So this is a time that you need a little bit more balance in your life. This is a little, you know, a time for you to just to take care of you, okay? Do something that makes you happy, okay? You really need to focus on you a little bit. The angel of joy is coming in, and she's letting you know that magic is about to happen in your life, and you truly deserve it. This is a beautiful time of transformation. And you're going to see, you know, when all is said and done, you're going to be on a beautiful path. I do have to ask, are you watching what you're eating and drinking?
No. What?
Okay, because the angels are telling me you've got to watch what you're eating and drinking, hon, okay? So, you know, you could ask yourself intuitively if you don't, you know, realize that at the time, is this good for me to eat? And you'll feel it. You'll feel a yes, you'll feel a no. And you've got to start, you know, feeding your spiritual body as well, you know, by letting go of fearful and negative thoughts and replacing them with loving thoughts, okay? And just know there's nothing to fear.
Okay.
Okay? And you could also, if you feel like someone's sending you energy that, you know, that's not positive, you could just send it back with love. Some people like to put themselves, like, in a beautiful bubble of love, a pink bubble of love, and nothing that comes their way, you know, can enter unless it is love. Other people like to imagine that there's, like, mirrors all around them. And, again, if anybody sends you something and it's not love, it's sent back. But you do it in a loving way, and you're also, you're also, like, you know, putting up some boundaries, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay. So you've got to realize, you know, you've got this amazing power within, okay? And you're going to use that power maybe in a new job, a situation with some other people, but the angels are saying you are meant to be a leader, hon, okay?
Okay.
And this is a time for you to take control of the situation, and you're here to lead in a loving way, and you've got to just go within and connect with your intuition, and you're going to know what to do, okay? So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in.
Okay.
You need a little bit of a clearing because you're filled with negative thoughts and feelings, and we want to release those negative thoughts and feelings. They're not for your highest and best. What they're doing is bringing stress into your life. They're causing confusion, and they're preventing the positive, beautiful energy that wants to come into your life, okay?
Okay.
So we want to get rid of, like, all of those, you know, anything that's not wanted, you know, anything that's negative, okay? And then you're going to feel better, and you're going to, you know, you're going to be able to understand things a little bit better, okay? So there is a healing that is needed, and I'm going to invite Barbara and Jesus in at this time, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Renee. So I'm being guided to do some more of those innate releasing statements with you. So are you willing to repeat whatever it is I say?
Yes.
Okay, and you need to say it out loud, and you need to feel it. Because if you don't feel it, it's not going to have any effect.
You mean,
okay, here we go.
Do you mean innate as in I-N-N-A-T-E?
All right, here we go. Dear innate, I release worry.
Dear innate, I release worry.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I release doubt.
Dear innate, I release doubt.
Dear innate, I release struggle.
Dear innate, I release struggles.
Dear innate, I release karma.
Dear innate, I release karma.
Dear innate, I release duty.
Dear innate, I release duties.
Dear innate, I release empathy.
Dear innate, I release empathy.
Dear innate, I release myself.
Dear innate, I release myself.
Dear innate, I release obligation.
Dear innate, I release obligations.
Dear innate, I release harmony.
Dear innate, I release harmony.
Dear innate, I release my culture.
Dear innate, I release my culture.
Dear innate, I release being a woman.
Dear innate, I release being a woman.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. And let me know how that feels.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. And, you know, keep making those statements and releasing everything.
Okay.
Oh, well, we need to do one more because I can feel some energy there. So, dear innate, I release thinking.
Dear innate, I release thinking.
Okay. All right, that's moving some stuff out of your head, which is good because you have some stuff that didn't feel good in your head.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much to both of you. Okay.
You are welcome. And thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was beautiful,
okay.
Barbara.
Yes, it is.
And I just wanted to say, I don't know where Joan Rivers is this morning. I have no idea where Joan is, but she sent Robin Williams to be with us. So he's just saying, no matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. And he loves the words that you're using with Dear Innate.
Oh, wonderful. All right, then. I guess we'll just keep going. we are moving to the caller from area code 805. Hi, this is...
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
It's Teresa. I just want to say hi.
Hello, Teresa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm loving all of this. You guys are speaking to me.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny. I get all my answers every time I call you.
Well, that is awesome. My goodness. How easy is that, right?
Yeah, it is really that easy. We just have to get out of our way and do it.
Yes, that is so true.
That's true.
Yeah.
My goodness.
This is awesome. I just wanted to hear your voices and you hear mine.
You know, Teresa, you know what? You know, Robin Williams is here with us, and he's asking you not to worry so much, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
you,
and
Robin.
He wants you to just, like, make a wish and think of him. And he's saying, you know, stop trying to control everything. Why don't you just leave the details up to the universe? And you've got to remember, you can't, you know, the things that you can't change, let go of it. And, you know, feel and know that you have enough and you certainly are enough. And remember that everything is perfectly unfolding for you, Teresa, okay?
Yes.
And let go of any beliefs that you have, you know, whether they're, you know, towards work, relationships, anything. Let go of anything that no longer serves you. And he's saying, you know, you don't have to be everything to everyone, Therese.
That's huge.
Okay. Let go of the past. Don't worry about the future, you know. And he's saying less is more.
Right.
And you've got to really, you know, you've got to find your own voice because the longer you wait, you know, it's going to be harder to find it. And you've got a beautiful voice, he's saying. Teresa, you've got a beautiful, beautiful voice. And he wants you to find that voice and start using it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we know that you're filled with knowledge.
Yes.
Okay.
I hear you. Yeah.
This is the time that, you know, this is the perfect time that you called in because what you're doing, you're releasing, you know, all those old patterns. And Ginger's like pulling you. You're in a rut presently. She's pulling you out of that rut. And she's saying, come on, Teresa, I'm going to help you. You're going to do something new. You're going to do something maybe different. Okay? And she's saying, you know, my mom called her the magical DC love. She said, but you've got magic within you too. And you've got to start noticing that magic. You've got to see it. It's in you. It's all around you. And expect, you know, magical outcomes. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, stop doubting yourself. She's saying, girlfriend, you've got the power, okay?
Yes.
And you're guided by the angels and Ginger and Joan and, you know, Robin to really, you know, to really bring clarity to your thought and your feelings, okay? And you're going to have the confidence you need. And I see the word success written above you in the sky. It's beautiful. It's in big, bold letters, and it says success, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got it all going on, okay? And this is a time to look, you know, look at yourself and really value the beautiful person that you are.
Okay.
Okay, you've got to see yourself, like, through the eyes of love from a higher perspective. Okay, and really start to have, like, beautiful, loving thoughts about yourself. Because you're perfectly imperfect, just as we all are, okay? There's nothing that you have to change about yourself except what you're thinking about yourself.
Right. I know my animals surround me every day and night. So that's right there. That's validation. They're just always around me, always. I wake up, one's on my head, my stomach, one's on my feet.
Well, whatever it is, there's a situation going on and you just maybe think, well, you know, it's not fear. It's not, you're going to see that there's a blessing within that situation. Just let go of the situation. And trust and have faith, everything is going to clear up and then something amazing is going to happen, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to let go. And you're asked to really, you know what, you've got to stand up for what you believe in, okay? Even if
yeah.
that means walking away from a certain situation, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is sort of like a little test of faith from the universe, okay?
Okay.
So she's standing behind you, she's saying, girlfriend, don't back down. You can be loving and strong at the same time. And when you do, when you stand your ground, and Ginger's, like I said, she's not letting you move, she's right behind you, she's saying people are going to respect you so much more.
Yeah.
Because there's something that you've been holding on to for quite a while, Therese, and it's really like a long-standing pattern of not standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, I'm getting like a little bit of a lump in my throat. You've got to clear your show chakra with it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's not speaking her truth, okay? So you've got to be able to speak your truth as well.
Okay.
Okay? So
okay.
There's a lot of opportunities around you, okay? And just, you know, feel everything within your heart. You are going to be following those beautiful dreams that you have, okay? And your energy is like vibrating so much, oh, my gosh, more beautiful, and it's like that. It's just like as if you turned up the volume there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let that energy, like, vibrating within you, okay?
Yeah.
And have you been having any issues, like, with the third eye? Because I'm getting that, you know, like you're getting ready to really, you know, open up that inner vision, okay?
Wonderful, because maybe I just try too hard.
Okay, do you feel like maybe like a little bit of pressure between your two physical eyes, maybe sometimes a little bit of a headache? That's your third eye area. And, you know, that's where you're going to be able to have that, you know, inner seeing, okay? And you've got to be able to trust that inner seeing and that inner eye, okay? And you've got to, you know, feel comfortable to fully connect with spirit, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so just know that all is well, okay? All is well. There's nothing to worry about. And don't be afraid to tell it like it is. Ginger's saying, girlfriend, don't be afraid. I'm with you. You know, you're afraid to speak your truth, okay? But you've got to be honest and you've got to be clear with everyone, you know? And don't be afraid, you know?
Okay.
There's something that you're feeling like people won't accept you or, you know, or different things when you try to speak your truth. But, again, you do it lovingly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak lovingly and honestly, it's going to be, you know, a time of empowerment for you. And you're going to get the love and respect that you truly deserve. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's something I feel way deep, 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 deep down inside. I'm hearing it. That's why I called in, because I know.
Okay, well, you know what? I think you've got to have a conversation with dear innate.
That's right. I do, man.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay. All right, are you ready?
I'm laying here, and I've got my eyes closed.
Okay. So just repeat after me and mean what you say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release life.
Dear innate, I release, did you say life?
Yes.
Life.
Dear innate, I release doubt.
Dear innate, I release doubt.
Dear innate, I release worry.
Dear innate, I release worry.
Dear innate, I release trying so hard.
Dear innate, I release trying so hard.
Dear innate, I release things not working.
Dear innate, I release things not work.
Dear innate, I release not feeling good enough.
Dear innate, I release not feeling good enough.
Dear innate, I release not moving forward.
Dear innate, I release not moving forward.
Dear innate, I release not believing in me.
Dear innate, I release not believing in me.
Dear innate, I release dismissing myself.
Dear innate, I release dismissing myself.
dear innate, I release making everything else more important than me.
Dear innate, I release making everything else important instead of me.
Dear innate, I release not loving myself.
Dear innate, I release not loving myself.
Dear innate, I release not speaking my truth.
Dear innate, I release not speaking my truth.
Dear innate, I release not seeing my value.
Dear innate, I release not seeing my value.
Dear innate, I release being less.
Dear innate, I release being less.
Dear innate, I release living less.
Dear innate, I release living less.
Dear innate, I release not accepting life.
Dear innate, I release not accepting life.
Dear innate, I release not allowing myself to receive.
Dear innate, I release not allowing myself to receive.
Dear innate, I release not deserving.
Dear innate, I release not deserving.
Dear innate, I release holding back.
Dear innate, I release holding back.
Dear innate, I release feeling small.
Dear innate, I release feeling small.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release karma.
Dear innate, I release karma.
Dear innate, I release the future.
Dear innate, I release the future.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I release frustration.
Dear innate, I release frustration.
Dear innate, I release anxiety.
I didn't get that last part.
Anxiety.
What? Anxiety, dear innate, I release anxiety.
Dear innate, I release myself.
Dear innate, I release myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, boy, that energy moving in you. How do you feel?
I feel pretty relaxed. You touched on every single solitary thing.
Yay!
Yay. You guys are wonderful. I needed this,
and, so
and it was put in my path this morning. I told DC I love it when I open that page and I see all of those things from her, because that's what I need to see. It's better
wonderful
than anything.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you guys so much. I will say
well, you are
welcome. Thank you.
And remember, you can talk to your innate body anytime you want to, and you can release anything and everything.
Well, you said it, and that's it. We said it together. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. Now you can have an absolutely wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Robin.
Right.
Thank you, Sandra.
And you know what? You brought in Joan Rivers with your dear innate, you know, like when you started to say them, and she's just letting you know that Teresa, she didn't mince her words. She didn't hold back. And she's going to help you, you know?
Love it. I love it. I need Joan.
And what's going to happen, Teresa? What's the worst that's going to happen? You know, it's all been done before. You know, so she's going to invite me and girlfriend, and you're going to have power you've never had before, and it's going to be a lot of fun, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
But just think of what is the worst that can happen, you know? And it's already, you know, been there, done that, okay? And then just laugh and just move on and just, you know, really stand in your power.
Okay. I will start working on it immediately.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are moving to the caller from area code 646.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, how are you? This is Kelly.
Okay, say your name again.
It's Terry. Terry.
And you're saying Patty, right?
No, Terry with a T.
Oh, Terry.
Yes.
Okay.
How are you?
I don't know. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing just great.
So what can we help you with today?
Well, I wanted to see one if I'm on the right track and two if there are any messages for me.
Okay, let's see what we're getting, DC.
Okay, Barbara, what was the question? I couldn't hear it.
So Carrie wants to know if she's on the right track and if there are any messages for her.
Oh, okay. Very nice to connect with you, Terry.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just getting from spirit that you've got to trust your intuition. You've got to go with your feelings.
Okay.
And you're going to really, you know, be emotionally stable, secure. I'm getting there might be some good news coming your way. Always live with an attitude of gratitude, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting you're doing a good job, but do you ever, you know, do you ever ask a question and feel the answer within your body?
Yeah, I had that moment today where I asked myself a question and everything felt just great.
Okay, so that means that the answer was yes, that you're on the right path, okay?
Okay. Oh, yay.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. You know, you're doing a really, really great job. And I'm getting, you know, there might be some old ways of thinking, though, that you've got to release a little bit.
Yes,
some negative thoughts that you have that you've got to release, okay?
Yes,
and,
I do.
You know, once you do that, you're going to feel, like, a lot better.
Okay.
Okay? And, you know, when you're desiring something, you know, put it out to the universe and then let it go. And just trust that it's going to come to you, you know, in divine timing.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, just, you know, use positive affirmations. And all your dreams, like, they're coming, but it's just going to take a little bit of time to manifest. And I'm getting, just keep using, like I said, using your body as, you know, a way of determining answers because it really works and you're doing a great job.
Okay, thank you.
There are a couple things that, like I said, that you're holding on to and you've got to let go. And one of them is maybe your own body image as well. So, and you've got to release, you've got to surrender and just, you know, observe. Like, just listen and you know, just wait is what I'm getting. So what I'm going to ask is to help you to, you know, to release. I'm getting, like, body image is one of the things that I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
She's going to help you with that, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there's going to be new relationships coming your way.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and we're glad that you called in because that was, you know, the little nudge that the angels were giving you to really to reach out, you know, and know that you don't have to figure out everything, you know, on your own. You called us and we're here to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, we're going to help you to just, like I said, get rid of a couple of, like, negative thoughts. And at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you've been with us that long from the beginning of the show, but I'm getting you've got to breathe, hon. You're not breathing enough.
You know what? I started yesterday, and I'm going to continue today. I totally agree, yes.
Okay, so what I mentioned in the beginning of the show was the 4x4 method, and it's just breathing in for 4 seconds.
Okay.
Holding it for 4 seconds and then releasing it for another 4 seconds, okay?
Okay.
And this helps you to connect with the divine and your higher self. And it's just like a little a break that you could take, you know, throughout the day to really connect with the spiritual aspect of yourself. And
okay.
It's just you're just going to sit there and you're just going to be, okay?
Yes.
And make sure that you're getting enough sleep, you're eating properly, you're getting a little bit of exercise. And if you can, get out in nature and take a walk, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
Okay,
I
and that's going to recharge your emotional batteries. But the little bit of negative that you're holding on to, the beliefs that no longer serve you, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus, and we're going to work on that a little bit, okay?
Sounds good, yes.
Thank you. God bless, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, Terry, are you ready to do your dear innates with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I release my body image.
Dear innate, I release my body and image.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I release the need to succeed.
Dear innate, I release the fear to succeed.
Dear innate, I release failure.
Dear innate, I release failure.
Dear innate, I release doubt.
Dear innate, I release doubt.
Dear innate, I release being perfect.
Dear innate, I release being perfect.
Dear innate, I release not being enough.
Dear innate, I release not being enough.
Dear innate, I release the need to know.
Dear innate, I release the fear to know.
Dear innate, I release my expectations.
Dear innate, I release my expectations.
Dear innate, I release other people's opinions.
Dear innate, I release other people's opinions.
Dear innate, I release holding back.
Dear innate, I release holding back.
Dear innate, I release moving forward.
Dear innate, I release moving forward.
Dear innate, I release trust.
Dear innate, I release trust.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
It feels great. Everything that you said is just in line with what I needed and what I am releasing, what I was going through. But I see things differently, and things that I was holding on to is things that happened to me in my childhood. So I know what it is now.
Okay, well, we can do one more then and say, dear innate, I release childhood trauma.
Dear innate, I release childhood trauma.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels great.
Oh, I feel like some big stuff is moving now.
Yes.
Wonderful, great.
Thank you, so awesome.
You are welcome.
And thank you, DC Love. Everything that you said is just right. Right on the track.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
Okay, you too, bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 201. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. What can we do for you today?
My son is having a baby, and him and his girlfriend are young, and the baby is due today. Do you see the delivery going?
Okay. Oh, wow. DC, what do you see about Jackie's son and his girlfriend having a baby today? Okay, DC, did you mute yourself?
I did. Again, this is going to be an amazingly beautiful time, Jackie, and just share your love, hon. You have so much love to share.
Okay,
yeah, that's so what the I mean, you're such a beautiful. Go ahead.
Reminds me of myself when I had my first child. She was alone.
Yeah, and this is a time to really, like, let go of, like, maybe things that you guys were holding on to and just connect and share the love. Focus on this beautiful new start, you know, in everyone's life. Okay? This is really a time to celebrate, just to be there and, you know, be family and let go of anything else that you're holding on to. I'm getting this is going to be, like, such a beautiful time. It's going to be a joyous time. And share the love. That's what I have. Barbara?
Okay, Jackie, let's see what they want to say about this. Okay, so you are getting a message from Jesus, and here's what Jesus wants to say. This is a time of new beginnings. You already know this. But this is a time of new beginnings in ways that you haven't really fully come to realize yet. This is a time when you recognize that your son is an adult, that he is creating his own life, he is making his own choices, he is walking his own path, and you do not need to take care of him. You do not need to make sure he's doing it right. Make sure he knows what he's doing. Make sure that you give him every bit of advice that you possibly can. People only accept advice when they ask for it. So if he has not asked, leave him alone. This is the time for you to start being that beautiful grandmother that you are meant to be. And a grandmother is one of those beings that gives unconditional love, because this is a child that they are not personally raising, but they are definitely loving. So this is a whole different kind of relationship that you are going to have with this beautiful baby. Let yourself experience the joy of love. You don't have all of that responsibility of making sure that this child grows up perfect and they know right from wrong and all of the other things that you had to go through with your own children. There's more space. Let yourself be that unconditional love that this child needs. And allow your son to be the adult, the parent that he now is becoming. This is a whole different way of looking at things. And this is a wonderful time for you to let go of any negativity you feel about yourself, about the parent that you've been, about the choices that you've made, about the life that you've created. Just let it all go. And stay in that energy of being that beautiful, loving being to everyone. This is your time to shine as love. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, I'm just trying to keep my kids close, you know, because my extended family is not there. And I don't know. I didn't want to get nervous or concerned. But in the back of my mind, I feel like, you know, I wish other people could share with us and, you know, rebuild our families. But that's not the case.
Yeah. But let go of all of that, because you don't need to. Other people are just other people. That's it. Your focus is on this baby You know, this is beautiful connection, and I feel that there's going to be this beautiful, beautiful connection between you and this baby. And I just see you being there and helping this child to understand who it is, to really open up to the love that is within them. And that's what you're there in that child's life for. So mm-hmm. make sure that you are being that love and let everything else go. You don't need to worry about anything.
Okay. Oh. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I really do.
You are welcome. And enjoy this time. This is a wonderful time in your life, and don't forget to enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. And give the baby a kiss for us, too.
I will.
Okay.
And Barbara, we have Michael Jackson coming in, and he's saying to give someone a piece of your heart is worth more than all the wealth in the world. So please just be there for that beautiful baby and be your loving self, and that's going to mean so much more than whatever you could buy for the baby.
I understand. Believe me, I do. I love family, and, you know, this is my first grandchild. And my
beautiful.
Son has been through a lot since, you know, the family kind of had issues when my mother passed. But I just want to be there for them.
You've got to put that all behind you. That's the old story. You've got to start creating a new story with all love
mm-hmm.
and beautiful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And call
it.
Us back and let us know. You know, give us all the details, all right?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
amazing
you,
day.
You too.
Bye-bye, Jackie.
Beautiful.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 551. Hi, who's this? Area code 551. Have you muted yourself? If so, we cannot hear you. Okay, area code 551. This is your last call. Okay. For whatever reason, area code 551 is not talking to us. And that was our last caller.
Okay. Well, maybe they got all the guidance that they needed, like other callers, by just listening, Barbara. We're that good.
That's true. We are.
Yes. Oh, what a beautiful, amazing show. Oh, my gosh. And Ginger is saying to everyone, let your light shine. Believe in yourself and don't, you know, some people hide their light from others. Let that beautiful light shine. It's as if you're walking past, you know, some beautiful flowers. You don't see them shrivel up when you come by. They're there and they're shining. And that's what we've got to do, because when we shine our light, we give permission to others to do the same. So please, shine your light. Embrace your beautiful energy. And just see yourself through the eyes of love and believe in yourself. And soon you're going to fill other people with the same. They're going to have that love, that light, that joy, and that hope within them. So be a magnet, you know, for everyone to just connect with their power and be the amazing beings that they're supposed to be. And Ginger's saying, embrace yourself like Barbara Grace. What about that new name? Whoa.
You know, I keep hearing the phrase, dear innate, I release control. So everybody apparently needs to start saying that. Dear innate, I release control. Because
beautiful.
We fight
dear
so
innate,
much
I release
to control our lives.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. That is so powerful. And I think you have to put that, like, you know, that dear innate, you have to put it on your Facebook page, Barbara.
I am going to start a course called The Joy of Manifesting. And during that course, I will do more and more of the dear innate work. so that people
nice.
Can get out of the way and actually manifest what they desire in their life. So
awesome.
I think I put some information about that on my Facebook page. So if people are interested in that, you know, look for me on Facebook or go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. There is a tab now that says The Joy of Manifesting. So if you want to start creating the life that you really, truly want to have, that's what this is all about.
That's great. It's just so beautiful. And what an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, what a beautiful opportunity.
Exactly. And it keeps showing me more and more stuff about manifesting and letting go. And there's so much letting go involved in everything that we do.
No, there truly is. Oh, my gosh. And I myself, I'm helping people let go of cellular memory, which is really beautiful. Sometimes we bring in that memory, you know, from different lifetimes, and we don't even realize what we're holding on to. And I actually helped a horse last week. So everything is energy. So I even helped a horse to let go of some of that cellular memory. So it's really amazing. Life just keeps getting better and better, Barbara.
Yes, it does. It
beautiful.
Is wonderful. Well, we appreciate everyone who called in and shared who they were today, and we will be back on Tuesday unless DC has water mains that break on Tuesday. Apparently, she's been doing
no more
that
water
for a couple
issues.
Weeks now.
Water issues, Barbara, for two Tuesdays. No more water issues. Oh, my gosh. Whether they're emotional, maybe they're emotional, like water is emotional. I let go of everything that I let go of everything. Because, I mean, I was just up to my elbows in water, like here and there and everywhere, so I'm done with that. So over it.
Well, wonderful. All right, everybody, have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Love you, everyone. Bye-bye.